Second and final hour of Four's Company here on this Saturday morning. 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Kieser, Nick Frazier in studio. Connor Newt back at the controls this morning. Thanks for joining us. Our second of three shows on this Memorial Day weekend. Filled in for Jared Stillman yesterday. Today, our usual slot 9 to 11. And then make sure to tune in Memorial Day, 11 to 2:30. We'll have a special Monday show as well. A lot of good stuff so far in the show. We do want to remind you our question of the day. What marriage advice do you have for Nick Kieser?
I'm all about it.
Getting married tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nick Frazier will be in attendance. We will get a full rundown from Frazier on Monday.
May live stream it, by the way.
Love it. Yeah.
Might do that.
Nick Frazier 23 on Twitter. But text or call 615-737-1025. We want to hear from you. We're going to do a full segment coming up next about Kieser's wedding. We're going to get all the details. And we want to hear any thoughts you might have. So
call
text
in,
call.
Too, please.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your voice, letting Kieser know what he has to expect for his wedding day tomorrow and marriage as a whole.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little college baseball here. We've already dipped our toe into it, but let's dive in. Today, a big one. Vanderbilt, Tennessee in the SEC semifinals. Winner gets, I believe it's LSU, South Carolina on the other side of the bracket.
I believe so.
So we've seen a couple of deep runs from teams maybe not expected to go that far. Tennessee is the only top four seed remaining. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds right, yeah.
So Tennessee, Vanderbilt, that's coming up around 3 o'clock today. It depends on how the first game goes. But rivalry matchup, fifth time they're facing off this year. They're 2-2. Who's going to the SEC championship?
I mean, I heard Frazier say yesterday he feels like that his Bulldogs would get that far.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Vanderbilt's a hard team to exclude because they have the coaching that they do.
That's so good in Hoover.
Oh, yeah, it's insane. And I'm trying to look back now. They have all the winners listed. I don't think Vanderbilt has repeated as SEC champions.
No, they haven't. I want to say 2019, they won both. They won the SEC and then won the national championship. That's, and then 2007, they won the SEC tournament?
Yes, okay. Seven. Sounds right. And the last time that there was a team that won back-to-back was LSU in 13 and then 14. Yeah. So there is that as well. So, and LSU has been a surprisingly fun team to watch as well. I know that Caroline, she went to go watch them play Tennessee, and that was just an onslaught of runs and runs and runs, right? So that's interesting to keep an eye on this week. You know, I know Frazier and I talk about what we're going to put in our updates in the morning time sometimes. Yeah. And we've had a lot of baseball. It's been, hey, what's been going on with this team? And then also, too, all the timing things that they've had go wrong, too. And it's not with weather either.
Yeah, it's just games going.
It's just forever. Yeah.
Vandy and Mississippi State started at almost 10 o'clock. Central time.
It was crazy.
So
I was trying to stay up for that game because I knew they'd probably talk about it the following day, and I was like, I can't even get through.
I got to the radio station. It was 3 hours after the game.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. So, but hey, it looks like just real quick, we'll take a brief pause on the baseball talk and welcome in Kenny the Mailman. What kind of marriage advice do you have for me this morning, Kenny? What you got?
Oh, I got lots, but a shout-out. My pastor, J.D., is throwing the first pitch out tonight at the Sounds game.
All right.
And he
awesome.
Is as nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I have told him, just go out. You're not going to be signed by the Reds. Don't overthrow. And just put it in there like you're pitching with your son. So he can do it. All right. Perfect timing on the wedding advice. Next week is my 40th wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah,
really congrats.
And it can be done a day at a time, but always, have you got a pen and paper?
I can. It's being taped. I've got you covered.
All right. Always remember this. You married up, not her. Always remember, she could have found someone a lot better. I don't know if you could.
That Amen, brother.
Second, are you a sarcastic person?
Do you tell I would say relatively.
You like sarcastic?
Yes.
All right, that's gone. No more sarcastic jokes at her expense. She might laugh, but she won't forget it.
That's okay?
true. Cute. Yeah, if Kenny the Mailman says it's so, it's so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you always remember that. But cute humor is great. No more sarcastic humor. And listen, this is the best of all. Let kindness rule. It's when my wife and I always look at each other and say, be kind and tender-hearted, forgiving each other. Because I've always left the refrigerator door open, the garage door open, forgot to put the dog out. You know what? So you got to be humble enough to ask forgiveness and never get so familiar that you forget to be kind. We're kind to strangers and people we don't know and go home and are not kind to the people we love.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I like that.
Let kindness rule, and you always married up. All my best.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny. That's awesome. So,
great advice there.
Yeah.
The sarcastic one, maybe I need to take that. I feel like I make too many sarcastic jokes with my girlfriend. So.
Yeah, we can do that here with us, but yeah, that's a good point.
Sarcasm fuels everyday body and blood of people, especially me.
There you go.
Who's the most sarcastic of all four of us? Who do you think?
Maybe Frasier at times.
Yeah.
I would say.
Maybe.
I would say maybe me.
Yeah, Connor.
It's possible.
Yeah. I could see that.
There's a good balance. There's a really good balance.
Make sure you keep texting and calling, giving marriage advice for Nick Kieser. We're going to do a full segment coming up next, just talking about Kieser's wedding, which is coming up tomorrow. Yeah. Let's do a little more college baseball talk here.
Yeah.
We talked about the SEC semifinals. We kind of mentioned this yesterday, but the SEC has just been so dominant in baseball the last few years.
It's unreal.
Mississippi State won it back in 2021.
Yep.
Ole Miss in 2022. And then LSU beat Florida in the national championship last year. Are we going to see the SEC roll through again? Because if you really think about it, four of the best five teams in the country this year, Tennessee, Kentucky, A&M, Arkansas.
Yep.
Right. I mean, and think about this, too. I just looked this up. In 2023, 13 players were picked out of the SEC. And then out of, I'm sorry, it was 13, I think it was on Sunday in the draft last year, and then it was 49 overall through the first 10 rounds last year. So when you say it's deep, it truly is. And, you know, I covered Western Kentucky, and there's some guys out of middle that have gotten drafted too, but there's a guy I know now that plays for the Trash Pandas in Huntsville. So you just never know when you get drafted where it can take you, but there is a lot of talent. And I know that we talked about, hey, you know, we've got some guys that were supposed to be player of the year, or, hey, like some guys that hit these monster home runs this year too. And so the depth is there, and you're seeing why there is depth because of how close some of these games have been in the SEC tournament. I mean, there's 11-10, there's 2-3 or something. So there's a lot of great games. So.
Yeah, you mentioned Middle Tennessee State guys.
Yeah.
The Tigers actually drafted a guy, Jaden Hamm, from last year in, I want to say, the fifth round.
Yeah.
And he's climbing up prospect boards. Mm-hmm. I called one of his starts last year, filling in for them down there. So it's cool to see, like, I'll see minor league reports for the Tigers talking about him. So, and probably the top two picks in the draft this year. I know Travis Bezzano from Oregon State is in the mix too, but probably Charlie Kahn and Jack Caglione, two SEC guys.
Who do you think goes first now? Would you do Caglione or would it be Condon?
Condon, if you're looking for pure hitting, I think Condon's the better hitter, but Caglione just brings so much versatility. He can pitch too.
Right.
Maybe you can have him be your position player, and then he comes in as your closer.
That's right. Yeah, I remember calling him the next Shohei out of the SEC last time.
He's college baseball Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Text or call with marriage advice for Nick Kieser. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk all about Nick Kieser's wedding, and we'll get all of your advice, too. We know we have somebody on the line who wants to talk about marriage and his advice for Nick Kieser. That's up next here on Four's Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. You hear the music. We're talking Nick Kieser being lawfully wedded tomorrow. Going to talk all about it. We're going to get your advice. First, want to let you know, purchase your tickets now for the Music City Grand Prix at the Nashville Super Speedway Friday, September 13th through Sunday, September 15th at MusicCityGP.com. As the racing station, 102.5 The Game has a special offer that is for a limited time. Use promo code GAME for a 20% discount now through June 16th. Also, tune in for the Indy 500 on 102.5, 106.3 The Game tomorrow. Coverage begins at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Green Trees Company Dispensary, providing high-quality legal THC products. Again, you hear the music. We set aside a segment today to talk about Nick Keiser's wedding as he gets married tomorrow. We've asked for your advice. We have a caller on our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We heard from Kenny the Mailman. Now his friend Eric wants to chime in. Eric, excited to hear from you. What advice do you have for Nick Keiser?
First of all, Nick, I just want to tell you congratulations on your upcoming nuptials tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
I know hopefully you're going to be happy for the rest of your life, and I certainly agree with what Kenny the Mailman said. I actually went to his bachelor party the night before, and I tell you what, a friend of mine told me to hide the bushes. I don't know why. I think he wanted me to be left out there, but I jumped out of the bushes to try to scare him. I think Kenny didn't like it because he was a little bit terse with me because he was afraid his landlord was going to come out with a shotgun and probably shoot me. But a couple of things. One, I'm just going to tell you, as far as advice, definitely watch out for pranks and stuff like that, pranks that they try to pull on you, because a couple of groomsmen hit Kenny's keys. He couldn't find them and stuff the next day as he was preparing to go to get married. And he was freaking out. He finally found them, but they had to tell him where it was because your groomsmen may try and play some jokes or some tricks or some pranks on you. But one of the funniest things that happened, and it may have been the same wedding, but it was a wedding I was at, and it was afterwards. And, of course, they had the ceremony of throwing the bouquet and then throwing the garter belt. When they were throwing the bouquet, all the girls, of course, was fighting over the bouquet, literally ready to kill each other to get the bouquet. When the line I was with, the guys, all the single guys came up, they threw the garter, and none of the guys reached for the garter. They just all stood and looked at each other. Everybody was laughing as the garter was just laying on the ground. So, but the main thing I just wanted to give you as far as advice, just be careful of guys, your groomsmen, and other people, whatever you do, if you have a bachelor party, I don't know if you're having that, and just tomorrow, day of the wedding, where people just might try and pull a prank or a fast one on your tricks, because I've seen that happen before. Guys, y'all take care and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it. Yeah, Eric's been a long-time listener to this radio station, and that was an awesome call to get. Yeah, no fast ones yet. My brother claims he's got something up his sleeve. I don't know what that means yet. He told me at dinner last night for rehearsal that he has something to be watching out for. So I don't know what's going to happen in that regard.
Could it be, when they start reading off little lists at the end during the dinner? Is that a possible thing?
I don't know.
He's going to be talking behind the microphone like, hey, Nick.
He's going to have a speech. He's written his speech. He's had it done for a while.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's good. Nothing really happened last night. It was good. Like, it almost felt too good to be true. Like, everyone's on their best behavior.
The calm before the storm.
Right? Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm not 100% positive. Now, I have a very witty family, so that will be something to keep an eye out for sure, is what is going to be said to me. I will tell a funny story. So yesterday, we were doing the walkthrough. And of course, and I've never, obviously, I'm getting married and I've never done this. I had to dip Kristen and give her a smooch after we walked down, after we were, you know, quote unquote married, you know, like you walk down and then you stop and you find a spot. So I told her, I was like, okay, I have a spot in mind. We're good. And then she got confused. Like, she was like trying to hand me like this fake bouquet, which she really didn't need to. So I was kind of poking at her, but like she kept moving it between her left and right hand. And I was like, what hand do you want me to like dip you with? Like, come on. Everybody just started laughing because I was awkwardly trying to dip her and she kept turning left or right. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Be Ron Burgundy.
Yeah,
I know what to do with your hands.
Joe Rexrow with Mike Vrabel. But yeah, that happened. We poked fun at ourselves yesterday. We did it through again. We had two run-throughs yesterday, regardless. Second time, right on the money. It was perfect. So I just wanted to poke fun at her and myself because we had no idea what we were doing in the moment for just a second. But it was okay. So, yeah.
Well, great to hear some advice from Kenny and Eric.
Yeah.
615-737-1025. You can jump in, text or call with your marriage or wedding advice for Nick Keiser. Keiser, just give us a lowdown of what the wedding's going to look like. What are the plans for the big day tomorrow?
Yeah, now I feel like a GM or someone that can't reveal too much. I feel like a Barry Trotz with mincing my words a little bit.
Yeah, don't say the address. You might have people showing up unexpectedly. Yeah.
Especially those that weren't invited.
I know. Hey, I had some people pull out. I know. But anyway.
What's on the breakfast list? That's what I want to know.
Tomorrow. Like,
yeah, is it light stomach type breakfast, or are you just going to go heavy with pancakes?
Yeah, I guess my routine tomorrow will be a little bit different. I'm on my own for breakfast, I think, just from being at home. The guys are going to be at home. We're all kind of close together, so we're all just going to go home the night before. I'll probably see them later today, just kind of hang out, maybe get dinner. And then, you know, for myself tomorrow, I usually just have coffee in the morning. So tomorrow will be a good couple hours of reflection. I'll leave and then I'll get to my venue. And we start photos. I think it's supposed to be at noon tomorrow. I do know that. They will take photos of us getting ready and putting the suits on and all that stuff. So there is that. But not to lull you with all of that, but what I'm most excited for, obviously the ceremony is going to be fun. There'll be a twist to our ceremony that I know that Frazier will talk about. I've already teased him once about it off the air about something that doesn't really ring any bells for me that I've ever seen. And it's going to be unique to me. So, and Kristen agreed, and then her bridesmaids yesterday were like, "You are so lucky that she is letting you do this." But Kristen's all out for it. She likes the idea too. So anyway, there is something fun to look forward to. One thing that was a late development is we are going to have live music, which is going to be fun. It's a good friend of my family's that is up and coming here in Nashville that will be present. So not going to be too worried about that whatsoever. The music's going to be great. You'll hear some familiar voices more than likely at the wedding. And then, like, you know, we've said Frazier can come in and break down what he hears and what he sees.
Keiser told me it's going to be open mic after 5 p.m., so I'm kind of pumped.
Let's go.
Let's do this thing.
Now, did you do what I told you to do and get Nash as one of your groomsmen?
Now,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, Kristen loves the mascots. She always has loved mascots. I wasn't as crazy about it. I said, if you get one, you get one. That is something that I think could happen. I don't know definitively. She was purposeful saying there might be a chance that we have one there. So I said, okay, sounds good. So there are a few things I'm in the dark about.
I need a picture of the altar with Nash and Big Red from Western Kentucky standing
and Tempo,
in tuxedos.
And Tempo. Ripped Tempo, yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Done.
Yeah,
Nick Frazier is going to give the full lowdown. Again, we have a Memorial Day show coming up 11 to 2:30 on Monday, so we will get the full recap.
Dedicate a full hour to this, honestly. I mean, if it's that good.
Why not?
I told Lightning to crash your wedding, by
now,
the way.
I won't guarantee it, but if there is extra cake, now that I'm thinking of it, this might be not a bad idea. If there's extra cake, I should just let you guys taste test it and talk about it. You can do a live taste test. One by everybody knows the rules on on Monday, you know?
Well, Keiser doesn't like know. That. He knows I love food. Everybody at the station knows I love food.
Really?
But if I do a taste test, you're about to just get a full breakdown of what's in there, every ingredient.
We just got it with the coffee you're drinking right now.
Oh, this has a good bite to it. It's like
We got together to pitch this show. Kristen cooked for us.
That's true.
And Frazier the whole night. Kristen. This is the best taco I've ever had. These are the best brownies.
The brownies were good.
I had like they five.
I'm a big brownie guy. Like, it's iffy. If it's like too gooey, I can't do it.
But do you remember what you said when you were eating? You're like, man, I can't have many of those. You're like, I might have one. Yeah. And then he keeps getting up. He had like three.
I had three just because like it was not too hard to the point where it's like rock solid and it wasn't too good. It was just right in the middle. I was like, yes. Yeah. The outside of it, it's like a burger, medium rare.
Yeah.
It's nice and firm on the outside and then a little bit of extra flavor.
We do have the cake is someone locally here that makes them. So it's a homemade cake is what our wedding cake is going to be. He made a cake for our engagement party as well. And he goes above and beyond. Like, he is so generous with what he does for the price that he puts up. So you'll be very amused with the wedding cake tomorrow for sure. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. The open bar will be nice as well. It'll be a cash bar at some point, which would be fun. Now the venue itself, it's an old rustic vibe. I will say that, not to give too many details, but it is a good old rustic vibe that I was kind of going for. It's a good spot for our families to meet up too. So yeah, the big day is tomorrow. It came up on me really fast. I'm not going to lie. You know, this fall when, you know, I was covering the Predators, there were a few things that were kind of coming out my way in meetings with our coordinator. Every time we'd go up there, I would hear something like McDonough got injured or someone gets called up or whatever it is. Like something came across me in these meetings more oftentimes than not. So
now but, where's the honeymoon? Nashville Shores?
Oh my gosh.
Something like that.
No, so our honeymoon, this is fine. I'm going to Western Canada.
Oh.
We're going to fly from here to Western Canada. We're flying into Victoria, and then we're driving to the coastline, basically. So we're going to go hang out there for a week. A couple of familiar faces I got to speak with here in town about what that town is like and then what the resort is also like, and actually had a source that I talked to a little bit that was even telling me some about, hey, if you're going to this resort, it's actually my family's, which is really cool.
Oh.
So I was like, wow, that's cool. I mean, given, you know, who that person is, I was like, that does make a little bit more sense why he might be living out there.
Even outside the sports world, Nick Keyes, the reporter, has sources. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, he's able to help me out. He asked, like, there was a player on the Preds that told Kristen and I about that resort and how he told us that he lives there. And then, yeah, his agent was the one that kind of talked to me about that. So, yeah, fun stuff.
Well, Keezer, congrats. Excited for you tomorrow. And again, Nick Frazier will give us the full rundown of the Nick Keezer wedding,
yeah,
which is coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
And be sure to keep texting and calling, 615-737-1025. We'd love to hear any more advice that you may have for Nick Keezer or stories from Kenny the Mailman's bachelor party, which to be a fly on the wall, unbelievable. Eric hiding in a bush, awesome. So, yeah, continue to call in text line and phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Become a sponsor of the tournament or register as a team and join the 615 Open. Proceeds will help raise money for Souls for Souls. Sponsorship packages could include email campaigns, commercials, radio advertising, and more. Learn more about our different packages and how you can support a good cause at 615open.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Nashville SC. We'll make our weekend picks coming up later, and we will wrap up the show here on Four's Company on this Saturday morning, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Nashville's best deal of the week is Joyland in East Nashville. Joyland is a fun new concept by Chef Sean Brock, designed to spread joy through his love of cheeseburgers, shakes, buttermilk biscuits, fries, and fried chicken. Get half off a $30 Joyland gift card now while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals and enjoy the best burger in town. Four's Company here on this Saturday morning, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Nick Keezer at the desk. Connor Newt, our producer. Again, keep texting Colin with marriage or wedding advice for Nick Keezer. Our question of the day, what can Nick Keezer expect coming up tomorrow on the big day? Excited for him. And again, make sure you tune in on Monday. We'll have another special edition of Four's Company from 11 to 2:30 on Memorial Day. Let's quickly talk some Nashville SC, guys. After a week off, they are back in action today on the road in Montreal. They played to a draw with Atlanta last
Correct.
Week, 1-1,
yep.
Right after we saw them make the coaching change. Mm-hmm. Also have made some changes on the roster, Nick. I know yep. that was something you wanted to talk about as well.
Please do. Nick DePoy was with Nashville SC previously, and they've just re-signed with Huntsville City FC, the MLS Next Pro team. That's something else I would like to bring light to. Obviously, they have like standings, and there's no really relegation or promotion in that realm of things.
Thank God.
But looking at it, like I think it was last week, they're at the bottom of the table. Just for Nashville SC's purposes, I know it's like just scouts and whatnot of like players that you want to bring up, like farm league style. But that's a little concerning for me, just the fact that Nashville SC now has an interim head coach who I think's really good for his position currently, not with the interim Well, he does a good job with Aaron. Let me put that right, before right. I start fumbling my words. Does a really good job what he's doing. Obviously, I met him after the Atlanta game. Roomba's really nice guy. Makes just getting a little bit of concept of what he's trying to do. Just make sure he's. He mentioned he was proactive. He mentioned that he's just like to be fundamentally sound with his players, which is good. It's a good reset, let's put it that way, with a guy like him, because you're able to just, I guess, when you're in a crossroads for your roster, let's put it that way, that's where you can have a guy like him to just kind of reset the roster, kind of see what you have at a basis. And I mentioned last week, like, I would love to see Nashville instead of a 3-5-2 work a four at the back. And sure enough, they went with a basic 4-4-2, which is kind of what you should do when you're at a reset like
and
this.
And that was a lot more fun to watch.
It was.
It really was. I mean, you and I were at the game. You're at there covering it. But I had the vantage point of seeing Hani's PK as well.
Yeah.
Which kind of was a soft call, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean – he did impede his, I guess, direction to the ball, but at the same time, it looked like Hani kind of made a little diving effort.
But he's good at that.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah.
You kind of have to do that. You have to draw a penalty here or there. But like you're saying about the offense, like, they looked really good to the point where they were creating chances more often than not. And, like, in that 3-5-2, it was just more possession-based, kind of just making sure you're, staying back and not being as offensively-minded. So with this Roomba coming in and kind of making – more opportunities for this offense. It's a refreshing sight to see. So I'm intrigued to see what Nashville does going forward. They have Montreal today. They always play well against Montreal. So I'm being a little bit more optimistic as I'm saying this, but would like to see them win and have a clean sheet at that, like a 2-0 win possibly. But it's just going to be the matter of, will we see the offensive production from a Sam Surridge or a Hani Mukhtar today?
Right, and that's the biggest question, too, that I want to see answered in the next few games, and especially against the Montreal team, that Nashville could fully take advantage of Frazier. I mean, look, I think for Roomba, I think he's going to have to come in with this clean slate and just give the guys the relaxation and reassurance that these guys had the talent to be really good. You know, you told me that Mike Jacobs was talking about how he feels like this roster can still compete. Now, whether we fully agree with that or not, I don't. I don't think you do either. Not to speak completely for you.
No, but yeah, I'll elaborate on it.
I mean, that's not something that everybody's really crazy about right now. Being in 11th place with 3 wins this year is not cutting it. I mean, that is the hard truth, and it's not a really hard truth if that's what's happened through 13 matches. So, look, their goal differential is -3. That I'd like that to be a little bit better, but Nashville's kind of – they've held their own for kind of a rough start to the season this year. Now, Walker Zimmerman's back healthy, which is really, really good. And then I didn't necessarily agree with some of the subs last week toward the end of the game.
Yeah.
I think they still could have possibly eked out a win, maybe, but they've been very conservative with Schaff. I think that he's done a really good job this year, and I think this if things had gone really well off the get-go, he was bound for a breakout season, I personally feel. But there's a lot of turnover. It's good turnover, but, do you have any insight on if they could make a mid-season hire? Is that something that is possible?
And I even asked that after the game, the Atlanta game. I was like, I asked Mike if there was – the departure of Gary Smith kind of hindered some trade possibilities or just any mid-season acquisitions. He didn't give me a definitive answer. He was just like, well, it'd be more of a competitive disadvantage for our current roster, which obviously you're going to get that from a general manager. But, yeah, it wasn't a definitive answer, unfortunately. I know Valer asked later, like, what is the profile of the next head coach? And Mike Jacobs said you got to just have an open mind with this next hire. So he said there would be a lot of thought put into this next hire. So I'm intrigued to see what that may be. So once they, I guess what I'm getting to is once they hire their next head coach, I feel like we'll be able to get some of those answers for what are they going to do for the summer.
Is there one name that's been rumored?
There has been. I'm not too sure if it's a definitive, like, solid core answer right now, but there's been stuff online about Brian Callahan, who's been with the U.S. men's national team as like an assistant coach,
and so we get more two Brian Callahans.
I know, and two Tyler
and
Boyd.
Two Tyler Boyd. Say another Tyler Boyd too.
It's like Christmas and a partridge in a pear tree. I just Can't do it.
It's like right now in this station. I have two Nicks and two Jakes here.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's crazy. Yeah. Twos of everything.
We'll get another Connor at some point.
Two plus two equals four, so four is company, I guess. I don't know. no, it's just, yeah, I don't know how definitive those rumors are.
That's true.
Not going to report anything. I'm not reporting anything.
No,
just,
yeah, of course.
But it would be a nice little, I guess, acquisition if Nashville were to land a guy like that, just because of his role with the national team of just – his analytical, I guess, video and whatnot he does with players. And it's kind of a, I don't want to say a developmental role, but he does more in-depth analysis with the players on that team.
Sure.
And there's a lot of familiarity with players on that from the U.S. men's national team. You have Daniel Lovitz, Shaq Moore, Walker Zimmerman, players like that that are defensive guys. So, like, with the team, you want to build from the back all the way to the offensive side of the ball, which is a good thing to have.
That sounds familiar. National Predators did that
from
their very start. But I think what just to kind of go back for just one second, you know, NSC did get a win over Toronto, and Toronto is the fifth best team in the Eastern Conference. So there is room for interpretation of, hey, Nashville can compete if they are on their game and if their style can keep up to it as well.
And I don't want to knock Nashville SC because that Toronto game – I think was a little misleading just to the fact that personally to me, that Toronto game was kind of like Toronto putting out their B team. And
they also were – a lot of guys got suspended from a previous game.
Yeah, from that New York City FC game with all the fight that broke out.
Right.
So they didn't have their two DPs. They had Lorenzo Insigne come off the bench, but no Federico Bernardeschi, who's been lights out for them this season. They had Tyree Spicer, former Lipscomb Academy kid – or Lipscomb University kid, first overall pick, that is. So, I mean – they weren't top-notch, but, you know, I just take that with a grain of salt with that win, unfortunately.
Talking with Valer last week, I asked him kind of what changes might happen, but it was such a quick turnaround with Gary Smith let go on Thursday. You got a game on Saturday. Now with this week off, I wonder if things look a little bit different now that Rouma Montali has had this week to kind of get his bearings and maybe implement a couple of the changes that he might want to make.
Yeah, I think so. I think with Rumba's thought process of just – being that developmental coach is what his title was previously. So if you can just go back, like I mentioned before, go back to the basics with him and kind of implement those things with this extra time you have, I wouldn't be surprised to see like a 2-3-0 win today because Nashville has struggled defensively and they've struggled in net. Like they haven't had a clean sheet. So if they can do that today against a Montreal team that's kind of not been having their feet under them all season, it would be a statement win and a move in the right direction for Nashville going forward and possibly – you know, if they were to hire a coach here soon, it would be a good momentum for that as well.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. You can join the conversation, text, or call. We got one more segment here on this Saturday morning. When we come back, we're going to make our weekend picks. We made picks yesterday, too. We're probably going to make picks again on Monday. So all the picks you could possibly want here on Force Company this weekend. That's up next here on this Saturday morning, 1025-1063 The Game. Vanderbilt has advanced to the SEC semifinals, taking on Tennessee this afternoon. Pregame set for right around 3 o'clock. Not exactly sure based on when the LSU-South Carolina game ends, but you can join in with Andrew Allegretta then here on 1025-1063 The Game. Vanderbilt baseball brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com. Final segment here on Forest Company, Saturday mornings, 1025-1063 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Nick Keezer, and Connor Newt. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kenny has called back in again. Kenny, good to hear from you again. Do you have more marriage advice for Nick Keezer?
Yeah, just a little bit more advice, fellas. How we doing today?
Great. How are you, Kenny?
Doing great. Now, Nick, you getting married. Did you not invite Chase and Big Joe to the wedding?
I think it was extended, but it sounded like someone was busy driving a limo, according to Big Joe.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm sorry. Is it Nick? Nick that does the Chase show? Is he the one getting married?
No, it's not. It's not Dr. Crane.
Okay.
Dr. Crane will get married at some point.
I'm listening, and that will be next week.
Okay. Some advice for you. I mean, just try to get some sleep, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Kenny. Appreciate it.
I got more advice to give if y'all got some time.
Yeah, okay. give us one more hit. Yeah.
One more hit. I don't do marijuana. Let's see what I got. Nothing. Bye.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate that. Yeah, we're kind of befuddled for words, but that's okay. No, plenty of sleep. Last night, like I was telling y'all off the air that Kristen, she was doing a couple more planning items, and she was excited, so she went ahead and finished this whole like 30-page PDF on like if we need resources or if they need contacts or anything like that. That was adjusted, so. She did a self project, not that she was like, I was like, look, you have in no way been a bridezilla. You've been very good about details with everyone. So you've handled everything with grace. So last night she just made some safety blankets, I guess. Okay. So yeah, feeling good about that. That was really, really helpful. So, but yeah, looking forward to it. If you have any more, advice, 615-737-1025. We got a few more minutes. Just call or text us on our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But, lots to be excited for, guys.
Yes. Yes. Excited for you tomorrow. Let's make some picks here.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah.
I will say yesterday we made some picks. It did not go well, for most of us. I went 0-3, although all three games were close.
Okay.
Tennessee, Mississippi State came down to the wire.
All right.
Florida, New York went to overtime. And then, obviously, Luka hit the big three to beat Minnesota. So I went 0-3. Nick got the Rangers right, but that was it.
Yeah.
And then same with Connor, except your wild card got rained out.
Yeah, I went 1-1.
Oh, that sucks.
I went 500.
Lucky dog you.
All right, so today we're going to pick Vandy, Tennessee baseball.
Yep.
We've been talking a lot of SEC baseball today. Mm-hmm. Who do we think gets it done?
I'll kick it off. I think Vanderbilt wins it in a close one. I think Tennessee will come out guns blazing. I think the bats will be heavy on their end. They'll be swinging really well. But I think Vanderbilt and the pitching does a little bit better than the Vols do. So give me Vanderbilt this afternoon.
I'm with Nicholas. I'm going to go Vanderbilt. I'm going to say either 6-2 or 7-3.
Wow. Vandy.
I think it happens today.
I think if Vandy's going to win, it's going to have to be a little higher scoring just because they've kind of run through a lot of their big pitchers. Like
5-3 or something.
Thompson's gone. Yeah. Futrell has already pitched. Mm-hmm. Cunningham already pitched. I will take Vandy, but I'm going to say it's like 9-8 or something like that. I think bats are starting to heat up. And I think the extra day off maybe will give them the amount of rest and recovery they need. Yeah, that's true. It's the rust versus rest debate. But I will go with Vandy in a close one. I think that their bats do just enough.
Okay.
Connor?
I'll take Tennessee. For the reason you said, I feel like Vanderbilt has kind of run dry on pitching lately. Their bats are heating up for sure. I think this will be a high-scoring game, but – honestly, both teams on both ends have kind of run through their pitching throughout the tournament. This is what happens when you get deep into the SEC tournament. But, yeah, I got to be different from you all, too. So I'll take Tennessee.
Hey, swing both ways.
Connor,
that's good on the show.
Lone wolfing it with the Tennessee Volunteers. Next up, let's pick Stars Oilers. Game two tonight. Oilers won game one in double overtime back on Thursday. Nick Frazier. Do the Stars even it up at home?
They do, and I believe Matt Duchene is going to have an absolute masterclass of a game. I say he has 3 points, 1 goal, and 2 assists.
Wow, called shot. I think the Oilers take this one. I mean, game one was really close. That was a fun game to watch. That has been the best. I mean, it's early. It's been a couple of games. That's been the best game so far in these conference finals for sure. I just think Edmonton goes back home with a 2-0 lead. They dictated the pace in game one. I mean, the goaltending was kind of struggling for Dallas, quite frankly. The defense just did not do a great job. So can they keep it up? Can they, you know, come back a little bit? And Dallas, I don't know if they're going to have Radek Foxa tonight or not. Or I'm sorry, Rupe Hintz was a game time decision. And this morning while we were on the air, Coach said – the same thing. So we'll see what happens. Jake, how are you swinging on this?
I think it's going to be close, maybe even overtime again, but I'll go with the Stars. I just think the desperation has to be there for Dallas.
Okay.
If you head back to Edmonton down 2-0, you put yourself in a big hole. So I'm going to go with Dallas to even it up at home.
Connor?
I'll take the Oil. I like them going back home up 2-0. I like the way McDavid is playing right now. And look, Leon Draisaitl's got to heat up at some point too. So yeah, I'll take the oil tonight.
Okay, sounds good. And then
wild cards. I will go. This one we won't know by Monday, but I'll go anyway, and we'll see next Saturday how it goes. I'm going to pick the Celtics not to just win game three, but to sweep the Indiana Pacers.
Ooh.
I just,
that's kind of a soft pick, Jake.
I think the
Pacers. That's fair.
I think but the Pacers, they're heading home, so Indiana you would think might be able to get a game at home. I think the Pacers have kind of already overachieved this year.
Yeah.
The Celtics have been the best team in basketball all year. I'm going to say Boston takes them out in four and heads to the NBA Finals.
Okay, fair enough. Frazier, what you got?
I have two. I'll make them quick. Nashville SC wins 2-0 today, or this evening. I think Hany Mukhtar will have another goal. And my other one is NRL, the Brisbane Broncos, my favorite team. They play tonight at 11 p.m. against the Gold Coast Titans. Dean Mariner and Reese Walsh both will have a try. It's going to be beautiful. They'll be back on the saddle.
And give me NSC as well. I want to see them get a win this weekend, especially on wedding weekend, and it'll be fun to see Roomba Mentale continue to take charge here. So that should be fun to keep track of. And Connor, what you got?
We won't know this one until tomorrow, but give me the Minnesota Timberwolves to steal one in Dallas. I don't think they go down 3-0. I think Anthony Edwards plays too well. But yeah, give me the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Love it. Another great edition here of Four's Company. And again, don't forget, tune in Monday, special edition, 11 to 2:30 on Memorial Day. Nick Kieser, good luck. Congratulations again.
Thank you, boys.
And we will get a full recap from Frazier on your wedding on Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. See you guys in 2 weeks. So have fun on Monday, most importantly, and be safe out there. Check the weather. I know we might have to move inside. So, but yeah, be safe out there this weekend. It's a pleasure to talk about the wedding, once-in-a-lifetime experience. And yeah, lots of promises and I do's on Sunday.
Congratulations again, Kieser. That wraps it up for us on this Saturday morning edition of Four's Company. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you again on Monday here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.